1077 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's Margaret Smart with the local community food center. Margaret, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Kate, on this snowed in day that we have.
Yeah, it's really snowy. But, you know, the big topic that we've all been talking about is Canada Post is on strike, Margaret.
It is, and it doesn't seem like it's stopping any day soon. Mm-hmm. I heard they're in talks, but we're certainly not going to be getting letters this week or next week from the sounds of it.
Right. And so at the local, this has a really big impact on the local, but also all charities in Stratford and area.
It sure does. One of the things that I experienced last year when I stepped into this role as executive director at the local was writing our holiday campaign letter and sending out the letter to the community and seeing the incredible response from the community back from that letter that I sent out. And, you know, we send out an envelope and we invite people to donate. And it's an opportunity to tell people the amazing things that have happened here that year, to remind people that we're an important part of their community. And a lot of people that maybe don't come to the local or think about the local or use the local, but they remember again and they hear the updates of what's going on. And then they think, yeah, I want to donate to that. And last year, the response to our letter was so overwhelming. It was such a spark of hope to the staff, to the board. And we got so many responses to that letter. I actually took a picture of all of the envelopes stacked one day because I was in tears looking at how the community had responded to us. And now there's no mail. There's no letters. There's no envelope.
Yeah.
And it's reminding me that not only us, but all charities, this is a fundamental time of year when we get to communicate what's happening and invite our community to respond and to support the things that they care about.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, in the post, it's not just packages, boxes, and bags. It's also checks that support our local charities.
It is. And, you know, this was a very new way for me to think about the mail because mm-hmm. whenever we've had a mail strike in the past, I've always sort of thought, oh, that sucks. I'm not going to be able to send the postage or mm-hmm. I'm not going to get Christmas cards. I'm really missing getting Christmas cards from people.
Right.
But this year, having that experience from last year, I'm suddenly remembering all the charities that are not able to send out their letters. And it's really the first time this is really on my radar that, oh, this isn't just about packages and letters. This is also about supporting our community.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that we can remember at this time is that now that there's a postal strike on, it kind of comes down to us to think about where we want our giving to go in this season, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That letter's not going to come through our mail, that reminder, that little sort of sticky note of, oh, right, I always give to this charity at this time of year. That's not going to be coming through the mail to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, but those charities still need our support. And of course, you know, I'm thinking about the local, but I'm also thinking about all the other great organizations in Stratford and surrounding area that do such good work. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage people to find new ways to give, find new ways to connect with their charity of choice, go to websites, drop in, talk to people, do whatever it takes to maybe remind yourself, make your own little sticky note to go looking for how you can donate to the charities that you want to support at this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't forget about them because they haven't forgotten about our community.
We're still here. We're still serving. A really fun thing happened last Friday in that our community gardener, Lucas, came in and he and some volunteers had been in the snow harvesting late season Brussels sprouts that he brought to market last year. And I thought, isn't that amazing? We're still doing this. Like we're still doing our work. We're still out here working. We're still out here serving the community. And we still need the support.
Yeah. Wow. So how can we support the local without mail?
Without mail. Well, I'm going to miss those envelopes, but I certainly welcome people to donate through our online platform. If you go to our website, there's a little button that says donate, and you can fill in that form and donate through our online platform. You can drop off a donation during our operating hours, and our staff have a form that we've created that they can fill out to make sure we get everybody's information for their tax receipt. So dropping off a check or cash. And then the other thing is you can always call us. And when you call, or you can email our admin at the local, and our admin will help to make sure that we process your donation whatever way works best for you. So if you can't make it in during an operating hour, we'll make an arrangement for someone to be here to connect with you and take your donation when it works for you.
Perfect. Well, so Margaret Smart with our reminder to think about those charities that you support every year, even if you don't get that little letter in the mailbox from them this year. Thank you so much, Margaret, for this great reminder this holiday season.
Thank you, Kate, for having me here to talk to you. I really appreciate the way that you really support all of the organizations in Stratford and that you reflect the generosity of our community in so many ways. So thank you.
Thanks. That's so sweet.